Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, a fabulous producer, keeping up with us this morning, and we really appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. In the studio with us now, Rose Williams is here. Unusual title. She's the Getting Ahead Coordinator, but that's going to make a lot more sense after we explain what some of her work is. She's with the Community Zone in Lewisburg, which is that broad community clearinghouse of just all thing progress, forward thinking, helps for individuals. I guess there's, you get some art involved, but just basically addressing unmet needs and making sure that if there's any resource, individual or volunteer or funding stream or grant that can help, that they get met up. How's that for a an intro and a half?
Excellent.
Yeah, you can't put all that on your business card.
That's right.
All right, well, we're going to talk about the Bridges Out of Poverty series at the Community Zone. I'll get a full definition of that, but I want you to mention the sponsors who pay for this, because I think that's germane, and then we're going to explain why that's so critical. Please.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, a big, big thank you to our principal sponsor, which is Evangelical Community Hospital, and other sponsors that we have are the Degan Foundation, Diane Donato, the Giant Food Store, the Lewisburg Council of Churches, and Time, which is the Improved Milton Experience. This couldn't happen without their sponsorship.
All right, we mentioned them now. We mentioned them again later, because this is a collection. Bridges Out of Poverty in and around Lewisburg has literally hundreds, would you say 300 people are touched by this, or 500 on Facebook?
Yes, many, many people, probably too many to count at this point.
Okay, so a lot of people want this to work. All right, Community Zone, just a better textbook definition of what the Community Zone is?
Well, I don't think I can improve upon what you said. That was pretty extensive, comprehensive. The Community Zone is always helping people in the community to feel a part of their community.
All right, make sure that they have some sense of thriving and success and forward movement, too, I think is really part of it. One of the Community Zone programs is Bridges Out of Poverty. Folks may remember that phrase because they have heard it in terms of programs and books, and it's sort of been the subject of some talk up to now. Bridges Out of Poverty, what does that mean to Lewisburg?
What that means to Lewisburg is it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn about our neighbors who are under-resourced. Because if we don't understand our neighbors, we tend to judge them. And once we start to judge people, I think we all know this, you break down relationships. And we really can't move forward without those relationships. So Bridges Out of Poverty workshops really level the playing field so that we all have a common knowledge, a common language, and so we can better understand what our under-resourced neighbors are living with.
And we talk about under-resourced people. We're talking about individuals who are living well below the poverty margins that are outlined here. These families and individuals are all over. They can be single young men or elderly or full-blown families.
We've had as young as 18. She was out on her own. And then we've had just last year a participant who was 74.
One of the programs that Bridges Out of Poverty is called Getting Ahead in the Valley. So tell me about
that's
that.
That's right. So Getting Ahead in the Valley, well, it's a course that's designed for under-resourced individuals so that they can better understand their situation and provide them with tools, resources, so that they can become self-sufficient. It's a step-by-step discovery process. It's really like no other. And it's not just about where you are now, how you got there, what comes next, what's your future story. A lot of times people that are struggling in poverty, under-resourced people, don't have that future story. And it also helps build those relationships. We call it social capital, so that somebody else may have different resources than you, and you can access that and have a better life.
All right, and you get these folks met up, dozens and dozens of volunteers along with dozens and dozens of participants.
That's right. Well, we need volunteers because we try to break down every barrier to attendance for the Getting Ahead program. We meet weekly for 16 weeks, and we provide a meal. So we break down that barrier. You may bring your children. Your family eats. We all eat together as a family, volunteers, participants, kids. It's a great, big, wonderful time. And
Where does that happen?
Well, our first group is going to meet at the Milton Family Moose Center beginning on Tuesday, February 25th. And then in August, we will have a second group meeting here in Lewisburg at the Miller Center.
Now, one aspect of this has been going on for a couple of years. That's the Bridges Out of Poverty initiative itself.
Well, that's the Getting Ahead program.
That's it, the Getting Ahead.
Yes,
okay.
We've had two graduating groups so far. And so we have found it very successful. These people, if they were here now, would say, you know, they feel so empowered now, and they're becoming part of the community. There's a local group led by Penn Garvin, and we're looking at possibly having more of a broader Bridges initiative so that agencies, criminal justice, churches, we'll all talk the same talk. And so those graduates are part of that planning committee. And because they know the barriers that they've faced, and if we can remove some of those barriers in our community, we can all be better off.
And this education that's offered to individual families and participants and people and the teenager, this is not whimsical, school of hard knocks, this is how I did it kind of stuff. This is certified education in living within our society.
It is. It's a nationally recognized curriculum. And it's entitled Getting Ahead in a Just Getting By World. And so every participant has a workbook. We work through that workbook in the 16 weeks. There are 10 modules. We begin with, what's my life like now? And so we draw pictures. What's my life like now? And last year someone was very despondent, and her life, her picture was a black hole. And so at the end, after we've gone through the 16 weeks, we draw my future story. What's my future now? And this particular person went from that black hole to drawing a house, and trees, children, sunshine. And so you can see that in 16 weeks, her outlook on life had changed 100%. And she's doing quite well today.
Well, somebody may say, well, there will be poor always. Just let individuals who live in poverty do so. If they need a direct, immediate hand, of course, don't leave anybody wanting. But what's the philosophy? Well, actually, before we get to the philosophy of helping, let's talk about what's it like to live in poverty.
What's it like to live in poverty? Well, let's start out with our definition. Here's how we define poverty. It's the extent to which one lives without resources. And so within our group, we're going to look at 11 different resources that you can have a good life. Yes, one of those is money. That's the first thing that people think, well, you don't have any money. But there are, and let me read them off here quickly. So it's financial. It's emotional. Can you control your emotional responses? Mental and cognitive. Do you have the mental capacity to deal with daily life? Language, formal register. Do you have the ability to appropriately use vocabulary and grammar in a specific setting, such as
literacy.
An interview? Social capital support systems. Do you have support in a crisis? We also look at physical. Do you have the physical mobility, or can we help you get assistive devices? And spiritual. And we don't always define spiritual as believing in a higher being, but it's believing in yourself. Do you have a purpose here in life? We look at integrity and trust. We look at motivation and persistence. Do you have the energy and the drive, and are you willing to learn to plan? Relationship and role models. Do you have access to people who behave appropriately and are nurturing to you? And we also look at the hidden rules of social class. And one of those hidden rules, and I'll use time. So if we're looking at people in poverty, time is right now. I'm thinking right now. I'm not thinking about tomorrow or next week because I have so many problems that pop up. Today's what's important. When I'm in middle class, I am planning ahead. I have my summer vacation planned in August. I've planned that far ahead. And if I live in generational wealth, and I'm talking about old money, I'm planning legacies. What am I going to leave for my grandchildren? And so time is very different in our social classes. So sometimes that's why if we have a person in poverty coming for an appointment and they're late, that would be why. Because maybe their car broke down, they have a kid that just threw up, they're late. They're dealing with what happens right now.
All right, we're just about out of time, so believe it or not, we're 10 minutes in already. What are your unmet needs? volunteers and
volunteers,
participants
absolutely.
Needed.
Volunteers, we have 12 slots. Currently, 6 of those slots are full, but we are still looking for participants to go through this journey with us. And we need folks for the kitchen crew because, like I said, we provide a meal. We do have a kitchen leader, so that person will guide you. You don't need to do it yourself. And for our youth development activities, we do have children that come in, and we want to make this a learning experience for our youth. And so we have a lead person on that also. But we do need help for that person. We could have a lot of children. We can have probably 25 to 28 children, and so we often break them into two groups by age. So we need those volunteers. After the 16 weeks mark, we match our participants, at that point they're graduates, with an ally. It's an intentional friend from the community who has more stable resources, who can help them reach their goals, break down some barriers, and walk that journey out of poverty with them.
All right. Well, it sounds like the great school of life. We often talk about the lack of financial literacy education that's taking place in schools. Our Dave Ramsey show has Financial Peace University that teaches individuals, typically folks with pretty steady incomes, how to get debt free and so on. But, of course, just common sense things. And it sounds like the bridges out of poverty and getting ahead in the Valley program is great. How can folks get more information, get signed up, volunteer, or otherwise
absolutely.
Contact you?
Well, the first place I would look is on the Community Zones website, and it's www.communityzone.org.
Okay, communityzone.org. There's also communityzonelewisburg.org, so be aware that there's a longer version of it. And
we're on Facebook. Getting Ahead in the Valley is on Facebook. You can check that out. Lots of information there, too.
You got a lot of friends in good places there. Well, I'll tell you what. Mention the sponsors again so we know who some of the
absolutely.
Folks are pulling
love
for
to.
This.
Our principal sponsor is Evangelical Community Hospital and also the Degenstein Foundation, Diane Donato, Giant Food Store, the Lewisburg Council of Churches, and Time, the Improved Milton Experience.
We know Diane, she'll be here in the weeks and months ahead with the Earth series from the Maryland Conservancy. So same individual woman, big help to us for that topic as well. Well, I thank you. We've touched on this. Let's meet again in a month,
absolutely.
And we'll do this again, and we'll get more information out there. Rose, thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
Rose Williams, now you know why she's aptly named the Getting Ahead Coordinator at the Community Zone in Lewisburg, communityzonelewisburg.org, their website.